Even if you've never read a comic in your life, there's a good chance you've heard of Stan Lee, the creator of characters like Spider-Man and Iron Man. It's less likely that you've heard of Jack Kirby.
How many characters have you created?
It would probably come to an army division.
Jack Kirby and Stan Lee worked together at Marvel for almost a decade. They came up with the X-Men and the Hulk. And you may have heard of another character Kirby co-created. His name is Captain America.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Which, by the way, has been the focus of three Marvel films. Captain America Civil War, for example, has grossed over $1.5 billion worldwide, making it the 12th highest grossing film of all time. But for nearly 20 years, Marvel and Jack Kirby engaged in harsh battle over creative rights and fair compensation.
There was a period there where you couldn't get Marvel to really acknowledge just how foundational Kirby was.
That's Asher Elbein, a writer who recently wrote about Kirby Week for The Atlantic.
Marvel Comics badly used Jack Kirby, and in the 1980s, there was a very public in comic fandom debacle over Marvel not having returned any of Jack Kirby's original art.
And that was Steve Bissett. He is a teacher at the Center for Cartoon Studies in Vermont and has made a living as a freelance cartoonist, writer, and illustrator for almost 40 years.
And Marvel making demands on Jack Kirby that he sign this onerous contract before they would return anything to him.
This onerous contract had to do with changes to copyright laws that were made in the mid-70s. Comics aren't like normal books or works of art, where there's only one author. Most mainstream comic books have multiple people contributing to them. For example, one person writes, one person pencils, and another person does the inking. And it's for this reason the comic industry worked to have their product defined as collective work, usually a designation reserved for dictionaries or encyclopedias.
Really, multiple hands are doing the work. And there's no way to properly compensate with any kind of royalty plan the multitude of writers that have contributed to, you know, the Random House Dictionary. The comic book publishers tried to make that apply to comic books.
The Copyright Act of 1976 also made use of a term called work for hire, which allows collective work to be authored not by the individuals who produce it, but by the company they produce it for.
The legal definition of work for hire is you didn't do that job. Your employer did. And you are just sort of the physical means by which it was manifest in a way that could be published.
In 1978, comic book artists scrambled to define artists as work for hire employees, so as to maintain control over the hundreds of characters and storylines, Marvel included. Jack Kirby, like many of his contemporaries, ultimately had to sign these contracts. Simply put, if comic book creators didn't sign the contracts, they didn't work. Steve Bissett talks about his experiences as an artist entering the industry in the late 70s.
I could try to work at Marvel in DC, where by then, because of the Copyright Act, I was the first generation that had to sign some of the most agonizing contracts you've ever laid eyes on in your life.
Kirby left Marvel in 1978, but he fought until his death in 1994 to receive what he believed was fair compensation and due credit for his work. The battle continued even after his death. In 2009, enough time had passed, as per the Copyright Act, that the Kirby heirs could file for copyright termination. Copyright termination would take away Marvel's ownership of characters like Captain America. Unfortunately for the Kirby heirs, because of the work-for-hire contracts, Jack Kirby technically never owned the copyrights to his own work. Long story short, Marvel sued the Kirby heirs to stop them from terminating the copyright. This case was slated to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Then, at the 11th hour, Marvel settled with the Kirby heirs.
Disney/Marvel obviously was afraid of what might happen if work for hire really was put to the test of the highest court in the land. What if it didn't stand up? The entire empire would unravel. All these Marvel movies, all these DC movies, all these TV series, those would be suddenly become minefields and time bombs going off one after the other.
So have things gotten better for comic book artists? Steve and Asher say the very fact that Marvel has acknowledged Kirby by celebrating his work during Kirby Week is a step in the right direction. But when it comes to giving artists fair credit and compensation, the company still has a long way to go.
I don't know how many credits you sit through at the end of movies, but these movies are employing thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. And I can sit through those credits and I can see the names, the actual names of the second grip and the person who cleared the music rights, and I still don't see the names of the people who wrote and drew and created those characters. And until that day comes, there's still problems here.
So the next time you're sitting in a theater after the movie ends, waiting to see Ryan Reynolds one last time in the charming post-credit sequence, read the credits and see if a comic book artist's name appears. Hopefully, they're listed before the caterer. For Word of Mouth, I'm Devin Rohrig.